latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Manchester City headlines. Pep Guardiola claimed Manchester City had beaten one of the best sides he'd ever seen after the 2-1 win over Napoli. Early goals from Raheem Sterling and Gabriel Jesus set up the win over the Serie A leaders at the Etihad Stadium, City's third successive triumph in Group F. Guardiola has described Napoli as one of the three best footballing sides in Europe ahead of the game. And with that in mind, he was in no doubt about the size of his team's achievement. He said, "They are one of the best teams I've ever faced as a professional, as a player, as a trainer. That is why I'm so proud of what we have done. You cannot beat Napoli. It is impossible to beat them. If you do make a good performance, and we did, that is why I'm so happy. I'm pretty sure they are one of the best teams in Europe in this moment." Moving on, Jesus insists the club are lucky to have a player with the ability of Kevin De Bruyne. The Citizens extended their unbeaten start to the Premier League season with a 7-2 triumph over Stoke, where more or less everybody got on the score sheet, but it was De Bruyne who proved to be the match winner against Chelsea before the international break. Was again the man at the centre of proceedings as he laid on two assists and played a crucial part in almost every goal. Jesus said, "I'm really happy and pleased to be playing with such a high-level player like him. We all feel very lucky to have him in our team." Finally today, Guardiola did admit that his side looked slightly tired towards the end of the win over Napoli. He says, "We started arriving late for our pressing game and they have a big ability to make short passes in and outside. So we were a bit tired and not able to finish off our counter-attacks." That suggests that there might be a few changes for the weekend.